This is Sarah.
Hey, this is Cassandra.
And this is A Twist of Crime.
Welcome back.
Hey. We are back and we are somewhat on time with a new episode. We're trying.
It's better than I thought it was like a month. Two and a half month hiatus. It's like, oopsie.
It's all good. We had some things to figure out, so.
Yes. And then today it was shopping. I got some cute stuff.
Yes.
And we treat ourselves.
Yes. Some tasty Cinnabon.
That's gone. Mine's gone. I ate that so fast.
Well, so today we said we were going to start a new little mini series, but we didn't say about what yet. But we're going to do our next two episodes are going to be on everybody's favorite true crime subject. I mean, maybe not everybody's, but a lot.
A popular one.
It's popular. We're doing cults, you guys. We're delving into it. We talk about some crazy shit. Some crazy people. And we're going to get into it. But we're going to let Cassandra start today with her cult. And I don't really know the name. She told me a slight bit about it, and I was already very intrigued and weirded out.
So I literally told you, I think Tuesday of last week, something like that, I told you the same week, and you were like, yes, do that.
She gave me two different ones, and she's like, I can't decide between this one or that one. I was like, and she told me a little bit about the second one. I was like, yeah, you got to do that one because and that sounds like, bonkers.
It is. I'm like, there's not a lot of information, but like, there's a lot of information.
Yeah.
It's just.
Yeah, and she doesn't know anything about mine because I've kept it under wraps because I wanted to see her reaction, like, and hear her reaction, like, fresh. So
I'm literally like, tell me the state. And she won't.
Right.
So I
feel because
betrayal.
Yeah. I like to get that shock, that initial shocked reaction, because it's.
Yeah, I kept screeching in the Wichita one. I'm like, no, you don't tell me. And it was, like, every time.
Guys, we're going to create a drinking game. Everybody take a shot every time that I, Sarah, says heinous, because I said it about 20 times. I apologize. There really was no other descriptor word that I could think of at the time to really convey
how
heinous the whole situation was with the Wichita Massacre. So, every time I say so, take a shot. Every time I say heinous, take a shot. And in 30 minutes, you'll be drunk enough to dance on a bar table. So, but anywho.
Heinous, the new club.
Yes. Oh, God. Club Heinous. So.
Oh, God.
We decided it's not light. Cults aren't light subject matter. But we decided we wanted to go with something a little bit more, I don't know, more
stupid bonkers,
where we could add a little bit more levity to it than Wichita Massacre, where there really not any light to be found except for the very end. But so anyway, again with the so, I am working on it, guys. I am working on the as well, but we're gonna get better. We're learning as we go, so.
I don't want to do this, but
we're going to go with, Cassandra's going to start us off with her
cult.
Crazy bonkers cult, and I will pick up next week with mine. So, Cassandra, take it away.
When I texted you about this, I literally was saying this low-key concerns me more than the Yakuza, which is like the Japanese mafia.
So we're in Japan this week, guys. Yes. Talking about Japan, which is wonderful. I love. Let's learn about crazy stuff. Crazy Japanese stuff.
God help us. So
those lovable weirdos.
Yeah. Right. So these lovable weirdos.
No, they're not lovable. We're not going to call them lovable. Not the cult people. They're not lovable.
They were lovable to themselves. Poor souls.
They thought.
So anyway, these. Just weirdos. They're called the Honohana Sanpogyo. So, they're basically Japan's foot reading cult.
And if you didn't catch that, she said foot. As in feet. As in the things that you walk on. Foot reading.
So we're off to an amazing start. So the leader established, or the leader is Hogen Fukunaga. He established the cult in 1987, and other names are just kind of variations of that one. Oh, this goes
back a little bit.
Oh, yeah. The Honohana Sanpagyo. The Honohana is like Hono space Hana, and then that big old word, and then they split every single like syllable. So there's not really a set way to spell it.
Okay.
So, but for the translation of that is non-existent. A 1997 Daily Yomiuri News report says it's the flowers of Buddhist teachings. No. And other people...
I don't think Buddha was into feet, but he could have been.
I don't know. Another name is Flower of Law. And three law practice, but more people in Japan will actually call this as heavenly energy. I'll explain why in a minute.
Yeah.
So the consequence is that, well, what came out of this cult, just kind of to give a layout, is well over 1,000 people are currently seeking well over $500 million in damages. It's like,
say that number again.
500 million.
Holy balls, that's a lot of money.
Oh, yeah, it was like, I don't know how it translates into now.
Also known as half a billion.
Yeah, I don't know how it translates now, but I saw later in my, what's it called? In my research, it was 22 billion yen.
Whew.
And that was back in the 80s, 90s. Or oh, yeah, that's very probably early really 2000s. Changed
now.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I don't know how that translates.
Considering the value of the dollar is not what it was in the 80s.
Not a lot is the same as it was in the 80s. So anyway, this foot cult, I'm going to call them, had scams.
I'm still rolling on that it's a foot cult, but... Please proceed.
So, this foot cult had scams with foot readings, with fraud, tax evasion.
Okay, so when we say foot readings, we're meaning like palm readings, but with a foot, right?
Yeah, with a total scam, but
ish,
yeah.
Ish. I mean, that's like the...
Like the whole guru bowl, yeah.
Yeah.
The whole group,
okay,
yes.
Is it, like, health-based?
No, he looks at your foot and scams you.
Like, is it, like, he's telling... I'm sorry, I'm probably getting ahead of myself. But is this, like, he tells your future? Or he tells you, like, your personality? Or?
No, he would tell you if you're... Because over in Japan, they... from what I understand, because the only thing I really get into is learning the language from anime. So, what I kind of understand from that aspect of, right, like, Japanese culture or offshoot culture is that you have all, like, a bunch of little, what are these called? Like, charms, almost? And it would say, good luck for in love, in education, or whatever.
Right.
And they're really big on warding off evil spirits, curses. Oh. So, these foot readings, quote-unquote... they would be literally for any illnesses, like, so they wouldn't use these anti-evil
curses. Right. So I've seen something similar to where, like, it's like a map of the foot, and there's different quadrants. So, like, on the ball of your foot is related to, like, I don't know if this is right, but this is just an example I'm thinking of. Like, the ball of your foot would be, like, related to your liver.
Something like
and
that.
And so, like, they would practice, like, acupressure, like, on that part to try to mm-hmm. help with your liver. I'm not saying that I have extensive knowledge of this. I've just seen things similar. I didn't know if it was that type of thing or if it was more a spiritual, like, oh, from your foot, I can see that you are going to come into money in the next month.
They would go to...
This line in the sole of your foot.
Yeah, they would go to Fukunaga just asking, like, oh, am I going to get, like, severely sick, or am I going to fall into misfortune? Gotcha. Like, it was a lot of, is there going to evil coming after me?
Gotcha.
So, it was that, fraud, obviously, tax evasion from the beginning.
Whoops.
This whole thing
was whoops. Always tax evasion.
Always. Yeah, right. Brainwashing, hazing, and unintentional murder.
Huh. Unintentional murder.
Yeah. So, like I said, the foot reading, it's just a twist on palm reading and complete BS, like I said. So, kind of an explanation for this is...
I'm sorry. I have this picture in my head of going to this type of, like, I don't know, a massage parlor and walking in and just sticking my foot in somebody's face and going, tell me what's happening to me in the next week.
I'll tell you what they would say back. So the Fukunaga and the other cult leaders would, quote, read the soles of people's feet, and then post-examination, they would tell these people that they had this serious illness or they would suffer some sort of misfortune, and then they would tell them to attend this expensive training session or seminars that ran up to about $45,000.
Oh, that's a lot of money.
And they would purchase high-priced scrolls, purchase other expensive ornaments that are said to ward off evil, cure illnesses, deliver from sin, and break family curses, which tends to be a big thing from what I understand.
Right, right.
Obviously, that was the biggest scare tactic that...
Right.
I'm concerned. So, the leaders said that their guru, so the guy who created this, was supernatural and forged the book that they really relied on.
Oh.
So, like, this shows all the miraculous, this quote, miraculous healings he's done. And if people would miss sessions, the people were going to be blamed for all the suffering of the illnesses that they had, or this other person that they brought in for that, or the illnesses that they supposedly had. So this book was a complete sham, just telling you now. It was a sham, and because it was
so, like, saying, it's like a manual?
No, it was, okay.
Like a manual on how to?
No, the guru had said, oh yeah, I saved this person, this person, this person, this person by doing all this.
Oh, okay. So it's like a log, a log. Okay.
It was a log, it was this big book, and they said, I have saved all these people, I've done this, like, this is, I'm so great and miraculous and supernatural. Like, no, you're an asshole who's scamming all these people out of money because you like feet.
You're greedy SOB with a foot fetish.
Yeah. So, an example of one of these...
No shame, kink shaming. I'm not kink shaming. If you like feet, you like feet, but...
Not
this guy. Don't extort people with their money and for their feet. Let's not do that.
So, an example of this guy. This guy was told he had cancer, and he was cheated out of what was a little bit more than $98,800 at the time.
That just pisses me off.
Girl, this whole thing pisses me off.
To tell somebody that they have cancer and take their money, that's just... There's a special ring of hell, I'm saying.
So that was one of the people that was cheated out. Like, they would go to that extreme.
That's a lot of money.
Oh, yeah. And that was at the time. Mm. So an intimidation tactic that they would actually recruit people, and they would come in droves, apparently, it sounded like. So, the intimidation tactic was that in the hazing process for these new sect members, like, they had buildings for these sects. Yeah. And they would go without sleep for days, and then they would walk around the streets chanting something along the lines, I don't want to say this, I know. Kenko afureta tanoshi mainichi desu. I'm living a happy and healthy life. No, the hell you're not. And then,
so everything was centered around the foot reading, right?
Yeah.
Or was that just a part of everything? But or that was like
that's
their
kind
main,
of their front.
Their okay.
And then they would all these.
Is that how they pull? That's how they pull people in.
Mm-hmm.
And then after they pull people in, they
would haze them, and they would they would brainwash them.
Right, and convince them to give their money to them for these seminar type deals. Gotcha.
And so they would go around sleep deprived, chanting on the street, "I am living a happy and healthy life," like trying to convince them, and Saikudesu, which is fantastic. Like, they will literally be like, "Saikudesu, I'm living a happy and fantastic life." Like, no, honey.
You know, sleep deprivation is no joke either. Cause that that's literally considered like a war crime. It's considered torture.
High school. So
for real though. Oh, like, for real. And a lot of cults, you see that in the sleep deprivation. They use it, and it's a really good way to mess with somebody's mind and to control them.
Oh, yeah.
Because
they don't have
once you get them so exhausted that they don't know what ends up.
Yeah, like, in school, there's people that would literally go all night, and they would bring in, like, two, maybe.
Yeah.
They would have coffee, and then they would bring in, like, one of those energy drinks, like a Monster or something.
Oh, yeah.
They were drinking, like, I'm fine. I just need to drink this. I'll be fine for the rest of the day. I'll crash tonight.
My heart's just beating at 150 beats per minute sitting down, but I'm fine.
Yeah, right. I'm like, I stayed up till 10:30 while working on an assignment I kept stalling on during the pandemic, and I was exhausted.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah. I went straight to bed after that.
Yeah. But sleep deprivation, though. I mean, it's no joke.
So these guys, they were messed up. And then after this supposed training, these recruits would be taken into separate rooms. Separate.
Another great tactic.
Yeah. Where Fukunaga's henchmen, they literally in the website I found said henchmen. These henchmen will coerce these recruits into paying very large sums of money, and they would also threaten them.
You know what that sounds? Well, the threat. Well, yeah, the threats do too. But the it sounds very similar to Scientology in the you pull people in like off the street and then you like get them in a room and then you like high key pressure them into paying like X amount of money for like an entry level type deal.
Yeah,
and then once you're in, and at that point, once they get you to the point where you can't really refuse. They just extort you for all the money that you can absolutely...
Exactly.
Yeah.
And so these training things, I couldn't get really anything specific. I mean, it's also... There was not a lot online. It's probably more hard copy stuff, and I'm not flying to Japan just for that. Like, you bet I'm going to go touring, but I couldn't find a lot online, and anything else was in, like, Portuguese. Or I think one of them was... What was it? It wasn't even Japanese, but it was some other language that I couldn't, like, pick. Like, I can pick stuff out of Brazilian Portuguese, but I can't pick it. This was hardcore Portugal. So I'm like, huh? But I couldn't understand it. So I'm like, great, that's information I can't get on this training. But people would actually die during the training. So this is the unintentional murder.
Oh.
So for, like, I guess not suicide, but... It happened to be suicide, homicide looking thing. So, yeah, trigger warning, someone fell out of a fifth story window during the training.
What's the training? You can't know? You don't know?
They just said that he was standing in the, what's it called? The window? I can't remember what a window is. But he was standing in the window and fell out. I'm just like, oh my god.
There's
gosh.
Like no info on like what the training consists
not really
of.
Like there was excerpts on from websites that were not even websites, it was newspapers, and it's like, nope, you're not gonna get anything.
Interesting.
It was really vague.
Okay then.
So it gets worse. So, Pope John Paul II, you know, the Catholic Church and all that, way back when Pope John Paul II had actually supposedly had contact with Fukunaga.
So, that's just so out of left field. Okay.
So, yeah. So, Fukunaga's people had said, oh, yeah, this was a ring exchange. Pope John Paul had this one ring, and he had a second ring that he gave to our leader. He's respected. And Fukunaga had said this ring that he received from the Pope at the time.
This is all bullshit, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
But this part that he actually believes is legit. He said that God spoke to him after putting on the ring and said that Christ's saving spirit was in the ring. And so that's why I'm thinking came the name Heavenly Energy. Because he said there's this heavenly voice. A heavenly voice in this ring. I can hear this heavenly voice.
Oh.
So.
Special.
Screw you.
And so, I don't see the Pope.
He was pushing it.
I don't see the Pope giving some random
religious
leader for not even an established religion a ring and saying, oh, I support you when it's you're not Catholic.
Yeah, no. So the way Catholicism works, it works like the freaking politics. But there's the Vatican with that ring of cardinals, that ring of bishops, and all their priests over in Italy.
Right.
Then in the United States, there's the cardinal, the archbishop, the bishops, the priests, and all the kiddies. And then, so in Japan, they had the same thing. They have the Catholic Bishops Conference in Japan. They denied any contact and connection, and the photo was just a really coincidental picture.
Yeah, like, he just showed up. I mean, it wasn't, like, a real kind of exchange. He just was one of those random people that get a picture with the Pope because they happened to be standing in proximity with the Pope. Yeah.
So, the Pope wasn't the only one that fell victim.
Oh, God.
So, other celebrities were Muhammad and Yogesh Gandhi. Clinton.
Which Clinton?
President.
Bill. Good old William.
Yeah. I don't listen to politics.
You don't remember when he was in office because you weren't born when...
Before. I was.
You weren't?
But I was like two when Obama went in.
Honey, Clinton was before Bush.
Oh, shoot.
Yeah, you weren't around.
No.
You weren't around for
Clinton. I knew
Clinton.
If there was another one, I'm like, which one?
Yeah, you weren't around for Clinton.
Presidents,
that's okay, though.
The only presidents I know
are Bush and... Well, even...
That I've lived through is Bush, but the only ones I know is...
Obama and he who shall not be named.
Oh, I forgot about him. No, but, Washington and the one after him.
Washington?
Yeah, George Washington. Because of Hamilton.
But you didn't live...
I didn't live through him, but I know about him.
You're saying that's only one of the only presidents you know because of Hamilton?
I don't remember the other ones.
Hey, you know.
And then there's Lincoln. I don't remember when he was. Anyway, and Mother Teresa.
She's not a public education, everybody.
No. I'm saying back. I slept with presidents, and Mother Teresa was roped into the cults.
Oh. All right, so we got Gandhi, we got Clinton, and we got Mother Teresa.
And the Pope.
And the Pope all got basically,
they got roped
in. He dropped their names as, people that supported him, which was all bullshit.
Yeah, and I got embarrassed.
It's all good. It's all good, man. I don't think that that's a big,
Yeah,
but I don't think you're probably the exception. A lot of people, probably couldn't name. That's funny, though. Feet.
This is so chaotic.
That's all good.
So, kind of back to the recruitment, it was super strict. Like, not even about to fall out of a window like the victim did. But this book... They had this book, and it had to be read by 10 million people.
Why? Anyway, go ahead. 10 million.
It was
Jesus.
On the group. But, so they had 3,000 people a month. They needed to have 3,000 people a month to attend the religious training programs that they had.
Holy shit.
So at 54, Hogen Fukunaga... ordered his followers to, quote, try to entice 3,000 visitors, end quote, to the group's headquarters in Fuji, Shizuoka Prefecture. It's by Mount Fuji. It's kind of central on the Pacific coast. So it's like...
I don't even know 3,000 people. I don't even know 1% of 3,000 people. I would... That's amazing to me.
I'll be honest with you. I don't know 3 people.
Okay.
I have
Let's
family.
Not exaggerate.
Like, I have family, but, like, I don't have
Oh, outside
three
the
friends.
Family?
Yeah.
I'm talking about, like,
in
total.
In general, yeah, but, like, I don't have 3 friends. I have 1. And I love her so much. She's my bestie. Anyway, back to feet.
So, 3,000 people, like, each member was charged with getting 3,000 people
so this,
to join and to read this book.
So, this heavenly voice, Fukunaga,
right.
He was saying this heavenly voice said, you have to get 10 million people to read this book about your group. And so he said, okay, I'll get that done. Let me do 3,000 people a month to come to these sessions. And then I'll have 10 million people by the time I die, because he's already 54.
Right, gotcha.
But he starts spiraling, and he's still 54 at the time. So he dismisses 6 executives of his cult to, quote, preserve the organization, end quote, and probably begin to spiral, like I said, and because he had heard this voice from heaven.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah.
That's always, that's not a good sign.
Oh, no.
when they start saying, oh.
Well, he had the...
Making plans, it's never a good sign.
Well, he had the ring that was to him from Pope John Paul II.
Right.
Who, was he the last one? I don't know, I watched a freaking
This dude's re-election. So crazy, I see him wearing, like, some type of ring pop and walking around saying that the Pope gave it to him.
Yeah, the Pope
gave... It's mine! The Pope gave it to me.
It's not ice, it's candy.
That's right. My cherry-flavored ring that or, the Pope
yeah,
gave
right.
me.
Whenever I read, I'm like, you're kidding me.
Because...
Why was Pope John Paul talking to this fool? Well, the bishop said he wasn't. He didn't give him a ring or nothing, but... He had a ring, and he thought God was speaking to him.
Through the ring.
Mm-hmm. That had Jesus' spirit in it.
Japanese golem. My precious. I'm sorry. I keep throwing you off. Please continue.
Oh, gosh. So, this cult, back with the so-so-so. This cult was raided by plainclothes police in early December of 1999.
Okay.
Yeah. And they were looking for evidence connected with a lawsuit that was filed by 3 separate women.
Ooh.
That they were all claiming that the cult had defrauded them. So these plainclothes police, just the police, 74 sect buildings in Fuji City were raided on the suspicion of fraud of 22 million yen. So, separately, there's 5.4 billion yen owed to that Hogen Fukunaga has to pay. So, you're done for. Anyway, also, because he loves defrauding people, and apparently himself, he doesn't have a license to practice medicine, but he also worked with navel gazing. That was... I didn't know. I had to look it up. I was like, wait a minute, hold up. Are you good?
I didn't know what you were talking about at first. It's like navel gazing. What does this have to do with ships?
What?
Navel, like Navy. Like the Navy. So I was like, what the hell? How did we jump from... And then I realized we're talking about belly buttons. And
yeah.
It both makes sense and doesn't. So
it didn't to me because I had no idea what navel gazing was.
What the...
So if you...
Bleepity bleep. Well, I mean, this is what I see. Okay, you know how people read tea leaves in the bottom of a cup? Mm-hmm. What I see is him picking out the lint in somebody's belly button and reading the lint and saying, your lint tells me... Blah, 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 blah. Yes, that's where my mind is. Anywhere, continue.
So if you're like me.
Navel gazing.
Not navel gazing. If you don't know what navel gazing was, like I did, it's belly button reconstruction.
Yeah.
And oh, that was apparently popular at the time.
Reconstruction? As in like
belly button
surgery?
Yeah, reconstruction.
Jesus. Okay.
So, according to, well, apparently, according to Fukunaga, quote, Japan is so umbilicus conscious.
I'm sorry. Umbilicus conscious. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Killing me. It's so umbilicus conscious because the navel goes to the core of Japanese culture.
Oh, okay.
The navel is the core of everything about the person. Mm. And I said, apparently your belly button diagnoses illnesses. I was so bitter about it.
I can't.
And my question was,
I didn't know this was a thing.
Yeah, me neither.
I think I knew that the belly button was, you know, that there was
something
theology or whatever about it in Japan, but I didn't know that this was a thing where
it's
something that's so seriously taken that they actually have it reconstructed to look a certain way, like a nose job. But
girl, I don't know what to tell you.
That's so, I mean, that's amazing. I mean, it's a different culture, so I mean, we do it too. I mean, we've got all kinds of body
stuff. And that's a whole mess on its own.
Yeah, that people do. But anyway, navel gazing. Whew. Please continue.
I don't want to. It's already been so chaotic. So, okay. So, it. So, Fukunaga was very suspicious to authorities. And like I said, the cult had been established in 1987.
Right.
That was the start of tax evasion from Fukunaga.
Right.
And so the cops had been on his case. Kind of like, okay, this guy's has all this money coming in. He's evading taxes. Blah, blah, blah.
Well, that's where they get you every time. Taxes.
Oh, he thought he was smart. And to be fair, it did last like 12-ish years.
Yeah.
And this guy, he started this up about in his like mid-40s, I guess. And he's still running this thing at 54.
Yeah.
Name some. I mean, some props, but get out.
No.
So the Japan Times reported on Fukunaga's arrest. And they said, quote, the Metropolitan Police Department arrested Hogen Fukunaga and 11 other senior cult members Tuesday, the week of May 10th, 2000, on suspicion of fraud.
Yikes.
Mm-hmm. The cult was believed to have defrauded at least 30,000 people.
Holy shit.
Out of more than 87 billion yen since it was officially recognized as a religious group by the Shizuoka Prefectural Government in March of 1987. It's insane.
That's a lot of money. Yep. And a lot of people. That's so sad. That's really infuriating. That's a lot.
Exactly. And I feel like Fukunaga would have gotten away with it if he'd paid his taxes. Because that's what got the police on his case in the first place.
What they always... Yeah.
But, I mean, he would have had the money to pay off the cops.
Right.
If I'm thinking it's the same way over there as it is in what I know.
Right.
Here. But, I mean, what can you do?
That's... Oof.
Yeah. So...
It's a lot of money.
Yeah. The Japan Times also said that Fukunaga, 55 at the time of arrest, he was actually born Terry Yoshi Fukunaga, and he'd started preaching religion in 1980, claiming he was the world's final savior after Jesus Christ and the Buddha. So that's where the Buddha name came in, the flowers of Buddhist teachings and all that. So
meanwhile, Jesus is looking at Buddha and Buddha's looking at Jesus, both going, wait, we don't claim him.
Next.
Not me.
Next religion.
He's yours, right? Nope, not much.
Nope. Thank you. Bye. And continuing on, Japan Times also said that he based his claim on what he called the, quote, voice of heaven, end quote, which often was directives to followers or to purchase expensive goods from the cult or extreme recruitment of members. And it was very extreme.
Yeah. So did they have, are they still active or are they completely disbanded?
From what I could understand, it did dispel after him. I mean, he built it up. It was built like a business. Like, he had executives, he was the guru, he had this book that was the law, basically. He's like, oh yeah, you want to see proof? Here's my book of all these fake miraculous things I've done. And now I'm scamming all you people. It's telling you your feet will tell me to tell you that you're going to have this cancer. And I'm just a pile of crap.
Wow.
There wasn't a lot of information to begin with. But what little information there was gave me a headache. In the background, while I was doing the research, I was literally running Netflix. And I was watching the Rashinishi doc. Mm-hmm. It's like...
Yeah, if y'all haven't watched that one, go to Netflix and watch it, because it is bananas.
Oh, yeah, I was thinking about watching it, like, all the way through, because I listened to another podcast. Insane. The actual documentary?
Yeah, it bonkers. Mm. Bonkers. Well, thanks, Cassandra. That was... Short, I was entertained.
Even yeah, though, obviously. I couldn't even stop.
Even though it's not funny because it's people like, lost...
Oh, yeah, no.
People were brainwashed and lost money, and 30,000 people, that's a lot of people
yeah.
to have been taken advantage
and
of.
That's and that's not even... That's the people that probably only the ones that came forward... Because there were people that had passed in accidents because of the, quote, training.
Wow. Did they say how many people, like, deaths, how many people's deaths were associated with this
It
group?
Wasn't, like, a big amount. I think it was 5 deaths and 2 severe injuries or Jeez. Something like that. It's still way too much.
That's, yeah, I mean, it is too much, but that... They just wanted their money,
It's basically. Just how it escalated for me. Like, he's in his mid-40s. He's already got a job. And now he's a guru that has gone from palm reading to foot reading.
So he did do palms.
Well, I mean the concept from palms to feet.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah.
Sorry. And no. So the concept from palms to feet, now he's foot reading. And all these poor people are getting scammed out of it. And now he's got an executive board, 74 sect buildings, and you got people dying because of your brainwashing, super intensive training.
Yeah.
Like, how does it jump from...
This is your red flag.
Yeah, people...
Lots of red flags.
You
Lots
can't
of red flags.
Foot read.
But you also... Red flags, but also people that are desperate for help and answers, will, I mean, sadly, can be convinced about crazy shit like that.
Oh, yeah.
When they're at the end of their rope, and it's unfortunate because those are the type of people that these type of people, this leader, take advantage of. And they look for and prey on because they know they can do it. Because they know mm-hmm. that people are desperate anyway.
And one of the victims, actually, when I was telling you about the guy who was told was had cancer, there's another woman, I think it was a woman, she had brought in her daughter, I'm pretty sure it was, because she was, I think it was anemic, because of the anemia, or she also had narcolepsy, but I'm pretty sure she was anemic and narcoleptic. And she went in and was like, what can I do to help my daughter?
Right.
And so he said, oh, you're going to buy this... so many yen scrolls and come to X many meetings and that will heal your daughter. and she missed one, and they turned around on her, like, saying, and they were saying something along the lines of, oh, you didn't come to this session, this is why your daughter has her anemia and narcolepsy. It's yeah, like, it's just, y'all, what the hell?
Yeah, that's pretty, yeah, that's pretty terrible.
Mm-hmm.
And it sounds very much like Scientology, where they'll say you have to, in order to do this and become this enlightened, you got to level up to this level. In order to do that, you got to buy this many books, and you got to donate this much to the church. Yeah.
It wasn't even just books. It was books, scrolls, talisman, ornaments. Going to very, basically, very expensive sessions.
Buy our merchandise.
Yeah, it's like, where do you get the merchandise? And it's so expensive that you can still make
a bajillion more. They get it made cheap, and then they mark the price up 100, 500 times. And
exactly.
They make nothing but profit off
capitalism.
Of it.
Capitalism.
Yeah.
But
via cults.
And tax evasion.
It's always going to get you. You can torture people and you can defraud people, but don't not pay your taxes, because then you're going to go to jail.
Yep. Or you're at least going to have the prefectural government on your case watching you, and then you're going to get your butt beat about, what was it, 12 years later? I mean, this is a pretty short-lived cult.
Well.
But it was still pretty long-lived, I guess.
I mean, 12 years is significant. Especially that he'd have kept doing it if he hadn't have been...
There was, like...
If they hadn't shut him down for taxes. But...
And they raided 74 sect buildings.
And that's a lot.
Yeah, 74 in Fuji City. So you have that much money. And you're tax evading, and you need plainclothes police to come in and raid you.
Yep.
Because three women had filed lawsuits against you.
Wow. On
different charges. It just kept escalating and escalating. It's like, what is going on? This was a foot reading cult. But. Well.
All right then. Well, Cassandra, thanks for telling us about that. I was very interested to hear more about it.
Yeah, you told me as much. You said, let's do it! I'm like, I just told you about it!
Well, hope everybody, hope everyone listening got a, you know, dose of something fun.
Serotonin, I hope.
Education, whatever it might be. Hope you enjoyed it. And
yeah, education that I don't know my presidents. I really don't. I know, like, five.
It's all good. I think this might be typical at some point. But, well, that's all we have for today. We hope you guys enjoy. And
very short and sweet and yes, giggly.
And reach out to us. Find us on all of our social media. Our link tree is in our bio. So you can find us there. We're not very active on everything at the moment, but we are definitely active on Instagram and Facebook. So reach out to us there. Shoot us a message. Say hey. And tell people about us. Share the podcast with people. And subscribe. Hit the like button. All the things. And we will be back next week with my episode and my cult of choice to talk about, which is a new one that I didn't know anything about, so I'm really glad to tell everybody about it.
Well, I probably don't, because I didn't even know the freaking state. I didn't even get a vicinity. All I know is that it's American.
Yeah, exactly. It's American. But we will be back next week. We hope you have a great week. Stay safe. Wear your mask. Use that hand sanitizer
don't
still.
Don't refeet.
Yeah, stick. Well, let's not get close enough to get to people's feet. Okay, 6 feet distance.
There could be tall people.
There could be tall people. But even then, let's keep our distance, people. We're still vaccinating everybody, so. But you guys take care, and we will catch you next time. Stay twisted, our fellow creeps. Bye.
Bye. Lick, lick, lick.